It's Sound Advice. Audiologist Doug Leonard back in the studio with us to give us some great advice on hearing and communication. Sherry Ebert had a great article. You guys have it posted onto your Facebook page. And by the way, if you haven't been to the Audiological Services of Iowa Facebook page, go check that out. It's got some great information there. But she's a woman who has profound hearing loss, and she's worried about her future. Mm-hmm. And that's someone with hearing loss needs to be concerned about that.
Yeah, the title of the article again was "What Scares Me Most About My Hearing Loss." And we can look at it as the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. We want to be positive when we're thinking about our healthcare challenges and healthy aging. But, you know, the things that she listed, I thought, were especially things that people don't always consider. Now, the first thing that she mentioned, we've talked about this quite a bit on Sound Advice, John, but the risk to our cognitive function with untreated hearing loss. I'm not going to beat a dead horse on that. We've talked about it a lot. It is a contributing factor they found to cognitive decline. So people that have untreated hearing loss are at a higher risk for developing issues like that. But, you know, the second thing that she listed was feeling isolated and lonely. And, you know, that is something that, you know, we've talked about as well, about the risk of depression, the risk of people becoming just stuck in their own little bubble when they have untreated hearing loss because they can't get out and enjoy the things they really enjoy.
Once again, when you have hearing loss, it probably doesn't stop there. It's probably degenerative, right? And it's, you've got to continually stay on top of that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, yeah, if they're suffering mild hearing loss at this point, of course, as we get older, our hearing will decline with age. And that's why it's really important that people, first of all, get a baseline. You know, if they are at a risk for hearing loss or hearing related problems, you know, family history maybe, or high noise level exposure at work, maybe they had a lot of middle ear problems and ear infections and trouble like that as a kid, they should get a baseline. And they should probably do that at least in their 50s, as we talk about, if not sooner.
And she also talks a little bit about the effect that it might have on our kids and grandkids, passing it on to them.
Yeah, you know, and that really hits home to me, John, a couple different ways, honestly, is number one, I was adopted. And so I don't know anything about my biological parents and their health history. And, you know, I've thought a little bit about trying to figure out some things with that because of my kids. You know, that's something that we do worry about as parents. You know, if I develop cancer, I sure hope my kids aren't getting that. Mm-hmm. Same thing with hearing loss. You know, there are certainly a lot of genetic and hereditary components to hearing impairment, not Bob farmed and Larry farmed and Tom farmed, so they're all around noise. Yeah, they can all have hearing loss as grandfather, father and son. But, you know, is there a genetic health component involved with that?
Doug, if anybody's got questions, hearing screenings, best thing you can do ever, just regularly get your hearing screened. It'll give you a great picture going forward.
Yeah, we'd love to have folks be more proactive about that, especially going into the new year. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be into 2026 here pretty soon. And so if folks want to call and schedule that evaluation, they can do that at 792-5933.
Why not get an early jump on that 2026 resolution? Make an appointment with ASI, Audiological Services of Iowa.